This is Brendan and Els at Victorious Festival, and I'm joined by Majid from Nomads. Tell us a little bit about Nomads and the project that you're working on.
Yeah, so thank you. 450 Nomads is something that I came up with my partner Rizky Patel, and what we're looking to do, or what we have been doing, is essentially trying to bridge the gap between different cultures. So allowing that integration between migrants and local people, so using art, poetry, music, sound waves, stuff like that. We also go into local schools around Portsmouth, Haven area, working with teachers and year 10s, year 11s, to try and understand emotion, to try and understand the power of poetry and word and art, and talking about race and culture, and essentially giving kids the building blocks that they need, the structure that they need in life, to be able to them to achieve something. You need to do certain things to get to that position in life. So using our own life experiences, Nomads comes in and works close with Aspects Gallery and other smaller organizations within the city, just trying to bring a difference through art. Yeah.
And what motivated you to get involved in Nomads?
My motivation is seeing the change in people. Helping people motivates me to want to go and do it. I'm a poet. I started off as a poet, so I read a lot of poetry in the city and stuff, and through my understanding of poetry, how it helped me with my mental health, took me out of the dark place I was in, I've used that to channel it to try and bring Nomads together and try and get it out into the community and get children and adults and kids understanding about the mental health, how to deal with that, how to deal with color, with race, culture, like just bringing it all together and showing people that it's okay not to be happy when you wake up. It's fine. It will just pass. Just keep going, because we're all uniquely beautiful, and life is a beautiful symphony that we all play for each other. And sometimes you may not like the sound that someone suddenly is playing, but we can appreciate that sound and we can learn from it. Likewise, we teach people how to learn our own things. So I suppose it comes from a sense of myself, my own belief, and my own, the way I've lived my life, is what I'm trying to give Nomads back to the community. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your journey. You've come on a bit of a journey, haven't you?
Yeah. So I came here when I was 16, 17, from Zimbabwe. Lived in London, and then too fast, came to Portsmouth. I'd never seen a coastal city. Came to Portsmouth, fell in love with it, and I've been living here for a long time now. I've actually been living in this country longer than the country I was born in. I've not seen my mom and my dad in almost 15, 16 years, but I've learned to grow within myself. I've learned to understand that materialistic things doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if someone's got anything more than I want. I've learned to understand that life is beautiful and we should share that knowledge and wake up a better version of myself every day. Never go to bed angry with someone. Never wake up angry with someone, and just give as much as I can, because life is too short to be worried about the simple things in life. And yeah, we need to just be happy and work as a collective, and together we can achieve stuff. We can achieve braveness. But my journey started probably when I came, when I was young, yeah.
That's really powerful.
Thank you.
How can people find out more about Nomads?
So we are on website www.432nomads.com. We've got a 432 Nomads Instagram page, and you can contact us on there, on our website. Please get involved. If you want to just be part of the family, if you want workshops, if you want poetry, come along, and we just want to spread the love to everyone, and try and bring that unbalance to some sort of a balanced place in the city. Through my own life experience, what I've realized is every single person that we meet is a book, so we're constantly reading each other's books. So depending on the page you've got open that day, will be that book that I'll read. So often times you find you meet someone and you walk away saying, oh, I don't like that person. But then you meet them again and you like, and you have a joke and say, actually, mate, you were right. Last time I met you, it's because of the page you had open that day. Likewise, we constantly write in our own books. And what I've found is the problems in life, in work and family and stuff like that, what happens is when someone tries to come and change your book or tear that page up, that's where the issues are lying. So we should appreciate everyone's story as an individual. And unfortunately, the sad thing with life is it's only when that person passes is when we can open that book and we can read the entire book, but then it's too late. So I use that ethos to try and say to people, like, let's just try and look out for each other. Let's just not judge each other. We all have a story to tell. We all have a past. And let's not be ashamed to tell our story, because your story could inspire the next person that can help the next person. So come along to Nomads if you just want to get involved, if you just want to speak to someone, if you just want to just feel alive, contact Nomads on www.nomads432nomads.com. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Majid. It's been brilliant speaking to you today.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck for the rest of the festival.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.